The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
What are men good for?
Holy shit!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewin.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate. Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happened in the middle of the night, there was one man and a dog. I'm not going to get into that with you because it's none of your business.
What's up, everybody? This is Richard, and we are Geek Love Radio. How's it going?
Going pretty good.
And this is what day? I don't even know what freaking day it is, man. November 29th, and we are live on Rant Radio in Spin FM. And let's see, I'm going to turn that down a bit now. Alright, so when I get in shock every time I touch any equipment, that happens. In the studio today, we have, as always, our roommate Shannon. What's up? And today, special guest, direct from my old college, we got Torin, C. Bill.
What up?
And we got Luke.
What up?
Alright, we're just chilling here, kind of getting things set up. We're going. Dude, you're wearing like sock and everything, man. I'm sorry. That's fine. Stay still. Alright. So, let's see. Anyway, we're back. Yes, we are. We are back. I think our music's too loud. Someone else fucked it. Dude, so here's a question. I'll take it. Well, yeah. Alright. All right. You want to start the show off?
Everything sounds good now.
That would be good.
I don't know if we need to introduce ourselves or not.
No, I think we're good. Wait, people know. Dude, I'm going to get my headphones really quick. Because I want to
okay.
But you talk.
All right, well, anyway, we're back. Last week off. The holidays. There was a show that was recorded, but yeah, it's never going to see the light of day. It had to be edited so much because of so many names being dropped in it. Violent, close-hanger stories. And things like that, so. And we've been having problems with our website. It's been down a lot. We have no idea what's going on. It's not the DNS. Right now, the only fix we've found is that if we run Webalizer, which generates our stats from our taxi log, then the site works again. That's true. And I don't know where Richard's going.
Oh.
Okay. I just want to thank Adam and Richard for having us up on such short notice, having to call Rich and to discuss some business, if you will. And I asked him if I could come right up, you know, spit some words on the show, and he was down with that. So, and always, you know, Adam just loves to have me up here. He's dying to come about it.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to thank you guys again. I know the only guy I know coming up here is Rich, you know, he's a kid. I'm sure if you guys are right here, we're going to have a good time, good show. I'd like to thank you guys all for inviting me on.
All right, well, it looks like it's by... Oh, well, another thing is we lost the last episode. So. Testing. Oh, so apparently we're broadcasting now. Some technical difficulties. Are we broadcasting now? What was happening before? Testing, testing. I'm not hearing anything. Testing. All right. Well, anyway, sit down, Rich. Let's do this show.
Okay. So, yeah.
A few people are saying in the IRC show.
What's that? Girls in here, don't kiss me. Show me them titties. Show me them titties, huh?
Alright, well, I'm happy to jump into things once we know what's actually working.
Alright.
I can see the levels jumping.
I can see the levels jumping too. I can't hear it, so. What is wrong?
You got the message.
Oh, dude.
Woohoo! I need to see what's going on.
So, yeah. Sounds good. Can you... Skiller is talking to us right now.
Alright. Okay, we'll just jump into the things now then.
Alright, we're just gonna jump into things.
We lost the last episode for some reason.
Yeah, we lost the last episode. Sorry,
I swear we recorded it, but for some reason it's just not on the system, so... It's a pretty good episode, so I apologize to all you out there.
Yeah. Dan, the cameraman, was here last time.
Yeah, we had the cameraman here.
We had a full show last time. If Torin and Luke look at our playboys. Oh, never mind.
Maximum, legit,
Maximum. Maximum, I got it. Alright, so, let's see. I have an email. And, let's see. It's from Skiller. Skiller's helping us out last night. What do you know? And, he wrote, I get a small school, absolutely no girls I would want to date. Or I would want to date. Where can I meet girls? Okay. Dude, I went to small school too. Torin and I went to small school. And we both, like, I graduated with 36 people in my class. And Torin did too, obviously, today in my class. And dating girls in a small school sucks because you know everything that they do. Like, you know how many guys they've done. You know how many.
Oh, come on, Rich.
Okay, you know though. I mean,
well,
that's how it is.
You know, we went to a nice Catholic school. Of course, not every girl is playing a group.
Yeah, no comments. So, dude, it sucks going to small school, I know, but there's advantages to it, because obviously you don't have to, you can go and you're not stuck with the people. Like, my biggest thing was I dated around all of, my area, all different high schools. I did, man, you didn't even know.
No, just give me a hard time.
This year, I was stuck on one girl.
Oh, you know? I guess. Yeah, I can't. I was in a prison sentence, and I had to put my bid in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, I did around. There was a lot of girls. And it was nice not going to high school with them, because you didn't have to worry about, seeing her every day if you didn't want to.
I think what Rich is trying to get at here is that, if you can, step out of your box and see some girls that you're not gonna have to, deal with if things go south. So,
that's what Richard did.
He went to a different school, around the same area, so these girls weren't hard to get at, but at the same time, if they were bad, he didn't have to see that girl every day, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
It'd be a lot worse to do if you go to an all-male school.
Yes, all-male school would be.
And Adam comes in with a pessimistic view.
I know that'd be like, look forward to going to school.
That would suck, man. I'm not gonna lie. That would
suck. Definitely high school is not about the education. But,
you don't get regular ones.
Yeah.
At least you go to public school.
Yeah, our entire school sucks, so. Anyhow, let's see. Skiller, just go out and, have fun. Just meet women. Go to the mall. Or, if there's a dance or something.
Well, it depends on also what he's trying to do. If he's just trying to date around, he's trying to stop a rock with some girl or what, If he's just trying to, date around, I suggest myself because I wasn't nailed down, and back at high school, me versus Richard, two contexts and statements. I guess Richard, he did date around, have fun. He's not really serious, and I kind of regret not doing the same, because when you're dating somebody seriously, you don't get to do as many fun things as you like. You don't think about that at the time, but you look back at high school, and you kick that bitch to the curb, and then things are in the curb,
Good way to put it, So, yeah. Wisdom of Torn, right there. So, I'd take go with that, man. Just,
if there's another school around, check it out. Go to like a football game or something. Man, I always love picking up girls. Small, but
take your crew with it, you know.
I mean, every time Rich is out, he flies out and tries to pick up some chicks. He always has like 8 guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't go solo.
Yeah, don't do the solo thing.
You can look desperate. There's some like places that you don't want to pick up girls, man. I guess like,
yeah.
Well, like bus stops. If you walk in a... Alright, like say you're like walking in the mall, dude, and like there's some girl that's, you know, just walking out of Victoria's Secret, you know? Torn's like, that's money.
Dude, if you see a girl walking out of Victoria's Secret, you know she's already got a man because she's buying something to keep him happy, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. Usually, from my experience of getting locked down, girls start, you know, quit giving a shit once they got that man. So I'm gonna agree to disagree with you on that one. Luke, that most times if a girl is doing some shopping, you know, she's gonna support some sick songs, be hitting a club with, you know, for Richard and other men like himself to pick him up. You know.
Yeah, she just wants to be some eye candy for the public. Yeah. Isn't that, hey, don't we have, that's not what we're talking about today. Our main subject today is women being crazy. We had a long weekend. We had a long break. Too long. And so, yeah, we're just going to chill.
Yeah, it's a pretty laid back episode. As you can tell from the beginning, we didn't know what that was going on.
Speaking about being crazy, I just want to throw a little piece to kind of, you know, diss on my mom right now. So she decided, you know, try some new recipe on the turkey this year. She, you know, left the guts in and decided to eat that fry. You know, that's not a good deal and everything like that. You know, ladies, if you ever get married, you know, have kids and shit, don't do that. You know, the guts just burst and ruin all the meat and everything tastes like potato chips.
Oh, no.
You know, I thought you were supposed to take the guts for that.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to take the guts and crap out of them?
Well, that's what I thought, you know. But obviously my mom decided to be crazy, you know, theme of the story today, and leave them in. And so, you know, just word of the wise, ladies, you know, do what the recipe says.
I heard that deep fat fried turkey next is like the best.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to agree with you on that because my grandfather actually deep fat fried his own. And not to mention him, the flavor is really good. It's actually very, for the shortest cooking time. You only take about 45 minutes to heat up the oil, drop that bird in there, another 45 minutes, you're eating that beef.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good unless you leave the guts in and retarded.
Adam?
Yeah.
Alright. This week's show was done by Adam.
He's such a pimp like that.
Primarily just because I was motivated when I came back from break, so. But also, it's kind of going by request.
Yeah.
Because we did have a request to jump back on this topic, which is how to tell if a guy or a girl likes you. Part 2.
Part 2? How was part 1?
I thought we covered it pretty well in part 1. I don't remember exactly what we said though. It was like one of the first episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was like episode 3 or something.
Well, obviously I missed that, so I might be, you know, I might be touching on something twice here.
Exactly.
I'm gonna come right out and say, at least from the man's perspective, you definitely know the chick in you when she's you know, either one stalking you or two, fantasizing about riding and shit. I mean, that's two givens right there. Am I right? Yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and, you know, agree with Torin on this one.
Yeah.
You know, if you get the chance to, you know, I'm not always encouraging this, but, you know, sometimes you might want to, you know, just go through their backpack, look at, you know, some of their, you know, look at some of their shit, you know, and just see, you know, if they got shit written out about you, you know that they're fucking, you know, just crazy.
That's stalkerish right there, man.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Alright. To avoid stalking is Adam.
Hey, you don't want to open up their bag and she has like a voodoo doll with your name on it?
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen slackers. There's definitely some messed up people out there making dolls with hair and whatnot, but I gotta disagree again, Luke. Again, I'll agree to disagree, but it's not right, dude.
Alright. Adam, read for men, like, how to tell, like, or just summarize it or something, just so we can...
Alright, well, I'll just go ahead and read it, so I don't want to summarize it.
Okay.
I got this from some website, I don't remember which website it was, so fuck off. And for men, you'll know if they like you. Yes, you will. What this means is that if you're really not sure, then they probably don't. Most women are not teases. If you've been out on 5 dates and she hasn't kissed you yet, then she's going home and telling her friends, Jesus Christ, hasn't he noticed that I haven't kissed him yet? Why does he keep calling me? He's going to make me tell him to go away, isn't he? She also may be doing things like not returning your calls and only seeing you once every week or so. Why the girl does keep going on? Oh, that doesn't suck. While she keeps going on an occasional date,
it's the 3-letter word. So yeah. Okay. Blame it on your mother.
Just pick up on the cute. Pick up. I don't know. I said.
Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. Regarding that, I said fuck off. Just pick up on the cues and don't force a big confrontation.
Okay.
This is the only way you can come out, or you both can come out with your egos intact.
Well, I gotta jump in on this, Adam. It's really hard. I mean, this is kind of a biased view on one stereotype. Yourself being a BIMP, you know how it is. A lot of different girls, a lot of different flavors, right?
BIMP.
Yeah, exactly. You can't read every girl. Some girls are gonna play that hard to get card. You know what I'm saying? Adam comes right out. He's not riding a girl. You know what I'm saying? She's not loving it, but at the same time, she's not like. Dogging you to her friends, but this portrays a different aspect where the girls sound like, man, why don't these guys just leave? But I was just trying to hit that other view where secretly she's like, I want him to be like that Docker commercial, strap on some stainless and throw me over the table, you know what I'm saying? You've seen that commercial, right?
No.
Yeah, no. I haven't, dude. Sorry.
I wish that I had though.
I'm gonna have to kind of agree with Lauren on this one. That you never really know. Sometimes you have to, just be honest with the girl. Sometimes, or just to, say it or just to do something. It's kind of, a little risky. You might, put that, friendship on the line. But sometimes you just gotta talk to the girl and be like, look, is there anything here between us? I don't know what you're feeling. I don't know what I'm feeling. Why don't you just tell me? You know what I'm saying?
I'm so lost, man.
What is the next one? I think the next one is
probably.
The next one has some good points. This is for the women.
This is for women.
And there's some really good points in here. It says, you'll know if they like you. Oh, yes, you will. Which is pretty true. But only if you're not a freak about it. You know how if one of your friends is really busy, they say, I can't talk right now, you hang up the phone and don't think twice about it? Because you know that your friend, she's been there for you 50 million other times. So the fact that she was short just... On this one is not an issue. But if a boy does it to you, you get all stressed out and insecure and convinced that he hates you, even though he's been nice to you 50 million times before.
Welcome
to this roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Man, that's just the way women are, let's be honest. Girls can be out, she's gonna be down. You don't know what the hell is gonna do that girl said, right? Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Exactly. Puerto Rican girls, that's the name.
Yeah. We're not gonna go there.
You never know. Like, ladies give a lot of missed signals and everything. Some girls play hard to get. Some girls go out on the first night. But ladies, just be honest and let us know if you can. Just try and do what you can. Just be, just straight with us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Me personally, I kind of like the drama.
You would, man.
I would. It gives me something to do, Richard. I'm not doing nothing else.
You love drama.
Exactly. I live for drama. So
it's like
this.
It's a dramatic.
Yeah. If you're feeling it, just play it like you don't. And then I'm gonna be like, flowers here and there, trying to ride this thing, and you just act like you hate me, and it's just gonna be a good time for somebody.
But if you're a guy, how do you tell if a girl likes you? That's the ultimate question.
Obviously, she's like going down on you or making out with you. Obviously, she likes you.
We're not to that stage yet. We're like, I see a girl, we're talking to her. How do you know she's gonna like? How does she know she likes him?
Oh, we can get into that later on.
Oh, we do.
The personal bubble, a personal space.
I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun.
You are, dude.
I'm sorry. Okay. My
bad. Here's some other points that I put down here. Listen to things they say. If they ever say anything like this, then they're not interested.
Such as?
It's so nice to have a
student in a female world.
Okay.
Oh, that's so homo.
Dude, am I gonna have to take the paper?
Dude, it's a maximum, you know?
That's a maximum?
Yeah, why don't you turn your head talk to Adam?
Okay, so, pretend that this was a female voice. It's so nice to have a male friend who's just a friend.
You've all heard this. She's like, I just like you to be my friend.
You know that?
Yeah.
I didn't see that voice for that.
I always
hear that. Yeah, Richard hears that shit 3 times a week.
Or if they tell you about how they really like somebody and that they went out with them and that they think that they like each other or whatever.
That's a front sometimes, I gotta be honest. I mean, sometimes they say that just to make you jealous.
Yeah.
I've had girls, like, you're not taking any action, you know, and she just says that to piss you off. I'm not gonna name names, but we'll just say code name defense. You know what I'm saying? Made a friend of mine who was really jealous, and he never picked up on it either, so, you know, it's his own fucking fault.
This wasn't worded at all. Stupid.
Talking to girls.
Yeah, girls, don't play the fantasy card.
So
it don't work.
It's a, there's this new guy at my school I'm really interested in. Can you give me some advice on how to holla at him?
Holla.
Holla. Instead of, can you give me some advice on how I'm striking up a conversation?
There's a new guy or girl I am really interested in. Can you give me some advice on striking up a conversation? Thank you.
Here's another one. I'm so glad we can be just friends without getting physically involved.
Oh,
I see so many friendships ruined because they cross that boundary.
Right. That hurts. That really hurts. I always used to get the, oh, you're too nice to me.
I have a friend who would like to be set up with you. You guys get along so well.
Oh, I set up some friends like this past, like.
Okay. Here's another one that one of my friends had this happen to. He didn't get the clue from it.
Okay.
Have you ever had a friend tell you that they like you? I did once. It was awful. The friendship was never the same after that.
What?
But he went ahead and told her that he liked her.
Hey, you know what? I did that, and it came out pretty good. It came out alright. I'm like really good friends.
I
friend
feel okay, but what if I did it?
You know, it depends on the girl. Obviously, if you're close to the girl already, she's going to care less. But if you're just like some girl you meet randomly, she obviously doesn't care. She'll be like, ah, screw you. I'm not going to talk to you ever again anyhow. So, fuck off.
This is the fuck off episode. This kind of brings people into, at the end of our show, it's the Mind War, which will hear the F word quite a lot.
Yes.
Shout out to the coder.
Shout out to Doug and Rigel. Yeah.
Alright. Okay, here's another thing to pay attention to. It's testing the personal bubble. Everyone has their personal bubble or personal space. It's a bubble around us that we don't like people trespassing into. If someone gets too close to us, we instinctively move away.
Yes.
And if they get too close again, we move away farther. When we're attracted to someone, this hidden bubble disappears. So the first step in gauging whether this person likes you or is attracted to you is to get past their personal bubble and see what they do. This can also go the other way. Pay attention to people who try to get into your personal bubble. That is a very good way to see if someone likes you.
If she's hot, she can come in my bubble.
The only problem is that shy people usually stay outside the bubble.
Yes.
You know, this is almost a whole other topic upon itself, but I have to build off Richard's last comment. If she's hot, she can come in my bubble. I mean, let's be honest. No, I mean, that's pretty much what he said, am I right, Richard?
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest, though, because, you know, Richard, I've seen this. You know, looks aren't exactly everything to you, so, right? I mean, yeah. I've seen you play cards where the intellectual level is a much higher thing than the physical level, is that right?
That would be correct. I'm not shallow.
I know, I was just trying to point out you look pretty shallow in that comment.
You got a shallow rank coming up the stadium.
Okay. Oh, no, great.
You guys are like jumping the gun, man.
You straight.
We're just gonna give the table of contents.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not me, they're reading the Playboys, man.
They're just right.
They're mesmerized.
Just browsing.
Browsing. Wow. Looking at the pictures. So, let's see.
What time is it? What are we at?
We're at 10 o'clock right now.
Alright, well, do you guys have anything else to add to telling whether or not someone likes you?
Any idea?
I guess, you know, just what I'm going to say is just try and, you know, just come off and you don't always have to say right away, you know, I like you. But I mean, you can drop some hints. And, I mean, just try and be open about it. You know, you don't always have to, you know, guys and girls both. You know, you don't have to be shy. You don't have to be, you know, all open, you know, and ruin the relationship and just the friendship. But, you know, drop some hints, do something, you know. Just let the other person know what's going on.
I don't know, we covered this early in the first part one, I guess. That, like, the eye contact and the attentiveness of when you're, you know, speaking or whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, my bad, I wasn't here for that. Sorry, man.
Yeah, like Shannon said, like, I mean, I don't know what episode it was. But, like, obviously, if the girl's interested in things you're interested in, that's probably a good sign that she's interested in you. Or vice versa. I mean, it goes both ways. Like, if you're talking to a girl and she's, like, you know, wanting to keep, like, just question it, you know, she wants to learn more about you, that's a good sign. Most girls that really don't care about you aren't going to be like, so, what's your thoughts on you?
Well, and also on that, you know, even if she's not overly interested, if you're that passionate about really hooking up with this girl, you can make it happen, you know. I mean, girls, they fall for all the tricks in the book, you know what I'm saying? You really, not in a negative way. I mean, if you do the right thing, this girl could become, you know, more attractive to you in different ways. Am I right?
I guess, yeah, I'll agree. Yeah. I concur.
Sometimes you just gotta talk to them, too, you know? I mean, you don't always start off being attracted to them, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you get to know a girl, and sometimes they're really cool.
Girls tend to be that. Although women are crazy. That is crazy. That's awesome. That's crazy.
Great.
So, alright, I'm gonna give this to you, Adam, because. Alright, do you want me to turn down the music so you can, get fired up?
I'm not much fired up, but yeah, we got a rant coming up. They were gonna join in on this one.
Adam, alright, focus for the rant. Think this heavy.
Focus.
Alright, go.
Okay, what I'm pissed off about is shadow guys and shadow gals this week.
Did he just say gals?
Gals, yeah.
Gals.
We're from the Midwest.
Gals.
So is that what you're literally pissed about, or is this an email we're talking about?
No, this is what he's pissed about.
Just because I saw something that's going on with my family and shit when I was at home during break, so. And just evaluating people in my hometown.
Where you mean, as far as shallow, you're talking strictly physical connection, nothing right?
Okay. Well, I'm pretty much, okay.
Go.
I'm talking about people who are dating based on possessions, like examples like cars or motorcycles, that sort of thing. And, in preparation for this rant, it's not really a rant, kind of pissed off about it, so we're going to talk about it. Is, you know, do these people even have to actually work for these possessions? And what, why the hell is things like this, you know? 30, 40 years ago, this was the Hot Rods in the 80s. It was things like, you know, the Firebird. Now it's all about people that are the Fast and the Furious wannabes. And, you know, are they people attracted to the person, or are they, you know, their car, or their motorcycle? And if they didn't have these things, would they still be attracted to them?
That's just me awesome. I love your third comment, or like your third comment.
I was looking at that. Where it's like, I was just pissed off when I wrote this one. Like, oh, do possessions make up for lack of character or personality? And then, quotations, like, I have a small penis, but my car more than makes up for it.
I don't know, I mean, I have to disagree with that.
You have a small car, that's right.
No, I think I disagree with that because, you know, you're going to sooner or later, especially if it's going to be a serious relationship, you're going to notice the lack of anything in that relationship. Richard could DM me on this one. Dated a girl last year who, still to this day, I don't know what the hell I dated her for, other than physical attraction. I was very physically attracted to her, but every time we'd hang out, I was like, why are we hanging out again? You know, and this kind of relates to your theory here. I mean, she had these really good looks, and you know, she was my number one type, but it was like, well, what else does she have? Because you're right on this, Adam. One thing cannot make up for another. You need the whole package if you're about to, you know, hit the old jewelry store with this girl, you know what I'm saying?
What really pisses me off, though, is like when girls are like sitting there, and date or dating a guy, you know, they're like, oh, he's so hot, he has, like, you know, a nice TV, or he has a nice car.
You gotta watch TGIF every night.
He's got plastic screens. No, I was talking to a girl online last night, and she's like, oh, this guy had a big TV. I'm just like, what? Anyhow, it might have made up some things, huh?
Back at home, it's like, you see how fucking warped and how people make the world? We have people driving piece-of-shit cars with lighting kits and three subwoofers in the trunk that are practically making the thing rattle apart. And they're only doing it for the image or the pressure that they feel to do so. Because they think it attracts a certain kind of skinks or whatever.
Look at that, man. Seriously, that really pisses me off now that I'm thinking about this more. I mean, I hate it when, like, a guy even did
like, I've seen, like, I've seen, like, a Ford Tempo, a cool rust bucket, like, going down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it sounds like it's rattling.
It's yeah, it's just, like, it doesn't even sound good. It's, like, you hear, is there a license plate just rattling on the back of it? I'm sure it was, you could hear that in the car over the subwoofer, probably.
Man.
I mean, why put your money into, like, doing that?
Honestly, though, like,
it's not that they like it. They like how people look at it.
Yeah, I don't know. Luke, you got something?
Yeah, I got some. So I totally got to agree with Rich on this one. There was this girl that I was with my freshman year. And I'm going to have to take, you know, the shallow card on this one. Because I was dating her. She was pretty hot and all that. But, I just, you know, that's all it was. Just, you know, for the city. And, you know, pretty much all it turned into for both of us was just the sex and all that stuff. And, you know, after a while, you know, you really don't, you know, think about it until, you know, that's when you realize finally that's all it is, just attraction, just physical attraction, and then you just feel shallow and worthless because of it, because you know that, like, that's all you had going for you in that relationship.
Dude, this is what I hate this too, because, like, hot girls, I mean, no offense to hot girls, but, like, the ones that are, like, really bimbo-ish and dumb, there's no way in hell I will ever date a girl that, like, I cannot have a regular conversation with. Like, for instance, there's no way I could ever marry, like, even think about, or, like, dating Jessica Simpson after just watching her on the show. There's no way, like, I couldn't stand it. I would not be able to sit there and, like, I don't know, it would just piss me off so bad that she wouldn't understand, like, if I said some five-letter word that Shannon can't understand even.
I mean, how would that make you feel if you came down in the morning, you know, 20 years from now, and she's like, honey, how do you squeeze orange juice?
Seriously, that pisses me off so bad. I mean,
Pop-Tarts work.
And, like, people don't have to be stupid. You don't have to be stupid. You're going to be hot no matter whether you're, like, I mean, if you have brains or not, yeah, you're still going to be hot. It's not.
They're hotter when they have a brain to go along with.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
Brains with the ass.
True, true. But, saying, Rich, because this girl, I mean, stupidness and a lot of stuff like that, you know, she gets on your nerves, you just turn to the fight, and when you're not fighting, you know, doing, you know, sex or whatever, but, you know, it doesn't really matter, because when you're done and you think about it afterwards, feel guilty and worthless, you know, because you realize that that's all it was. You don't really like this girl. You can hate her. You can't stand her because of her personality. And then, you know, but all it is just a physical.
I don't feel sorry for girls that start dating guys because they think they're hot and then they find out they're jerks and freaking they start crying to me or, like, they're complaining and they're like, oh my god.
All right, Richard, just because you hear that every day, come on.
Okay, it seems to happen.
Hold on to the next point I put down is...
Well, actually, before you get to that, yeah. I kind of want to jump in because I feel like you have some huge thing against people... Imports.
I have nothing against
that. No, go back up here to the top. Fast and Furious Wannabes. That kind of hurts me right there. I love Civic, son. I'm a Honda man for life, and that's just a hurtful statement right there, Adam. Please tell me you don't hate the imports.
No, I don't hate the imports.
You just hate the people that go along with it?
I hate the people who are doing it, and they have, like, no interest in it except for, like, you know, people who aren't, like, passionate about it. They just want it for the look.
You, okay. Dude, you've been doing import scene for a long time.
I'm just saying, I love the import scene, and I just feel hated right now.
Oh,
no.
Alright, continue on.
I have much love for that. It's just that, I don't get it. Like, people who are, maybe seems to be the people on that scene that you would call the posers. And
oh, okay, the loser people.
They have the car, but don't know shit about it. But the next topic I put here, the next song, is maybe nice guys wouldn't always finish last if possessions didn't make an asshole or a bitch look like a prince or a princess.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll totally not think about how this guy's a jerk because, oh, he drives a really nice car.
Exactly.
Is that more seen up here? Because, to be honest, like, I just don't see as much of that. I mean, security goes wrong with money.
Okay, think about
none of that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, think about the high school we went to.
Okay, there was some money though.
Yeah. Okay. Now think about some of the girls there. Like, would they ever date people that?
Oh, for sure.
But I'm saying, like, okay, now look at some of. All right, just some like scum, like off the street, or like some other dude.
Okay, I can't
have,
get
like,
that.
All right, if he doesn't have a nice car, if he doesn't have, you know.
Well, I think that deals with their standard of living, you know. If they've grown up with, you know, the bankroll, and then they can't visualize their life at a lower standard of living. I mean, that's just something that they made a choice to do. Yeah, it's not right, and it is shallow, definitely. But at the same time, it's, you know, when money's all you care about and security, then. You know, it's your deal.
You know what's a good fucking movie? Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
Shallow Hal
movie. Good
yeah,
movie.
I recommend that for anyone listening.
That chick is so hot though, dude.
Yeah.
That was so hip.
The big one?
That scene where she's like bending over the kitchen counter.
Exactly. She's crazy for a white girl, dude.
Ah, shit.
Okay, another thing I noticed is that, like, if you look at, sites like Facey Jerry or any online personal ad site, you see people who have they have a picture of themselves followed by like three pictures of their car.
It is. We proved this today. Adam and I were looking online.
And it's like other people, like, it's like they're nothing unless they post a picture of their car or their motorcycle to go along with it. It's part of their package deal.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Hey, look at me. I'm sort of hot, but I got a 98 in my car.
Yeah, you know, girls, I mean, you know, every girl wants their night in an armor, but, you know, what about the night in rusty armor? The car is set, you know?
Rusty armor. I like the next statement.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't have to ride in on a, you know, a gray white stallion, but, you know, sometimes the donkey works too.
There's a difference between being shallow and having standards. We can talk about that a little bit. You kind of already going into it, saying,
yeah.
I'm not shallow, but I have standards. But,
Alright, I'm going to say I have standards.
Yeah, really fucking high standards, ladies. Sorry,
that's alright.
You can have, like, your standards and looks or whatever, and not be shallow.
Oh, okay, so it's like that. It's just you don't find certain people attractive? We get into that?
No.
Well, I mean, alright.
I just think none of my standards are, like, are in that thing. Oh, they have to have a certain kind of car.
So you have a racial standard?
No.
Fuck yeah.
Sorry, do you have a racial
standard? No comment right now.
I'm playing the nice guy, Rich, not the,
You can say it if you want.
Nothing else, though. I'm bringing you to that.
Nothing else.
No, we're not getting to that.
No, like, you have a preference, not a standard.
Okay, I like that. Preference, not a standard.
Right, I'll go with that. I don't discount anybody. Like, I don't sit there and, like, look at somebody and be like, alright, there's no way I would ever talk to them or date them or whatever, despite looks or... Because that's obviously shallow. And I don't like to be shallow like that.
Ladies, I'd just like to let you all know that Torin here, like, he proved it not too long ago that this is a preference, it's not a standard. He proved this at the strip club in Des Moines. It is a preference, not a standard, ladies.
Thank you, Luke. So,
yeah.
Like, what do you mean by it? Like, the difference, like, explain it a bit better. Then. Like, so you can be shallow, or you can have standards without being shallow.
Yeah, I put that on there. Like, I think there's a difference, but, in the eyes of others, and it's not. Like, if someone has lower standards than you, they probably see you as being shallow.
Very true.
Like Torrance said, I mean, you can't expect, like, you know, if you
like,
grow around.
Like, see, for you, it's like, if you heard me say, like, well, I don't want to date any fat chicks.
Yeah.
Do you think that I was shallow, or do you think that I just had that standard?
I would think you were acting like your dad. And that just seems, I know I'm that way, Adam.
Yeah.
I got a comment on that, because that's one of my standards.
Okay.
But no. Okay, you gotta have, I think if you're gonna have standards, you have to be able to reason behind it. And this is why I reason behind it. You know,
like my family and everything, you know, like a lot of my family is overweight, and so I just, you know, use that as motivation for myself to get in shape. And so it's really important to me, you know, to have a woman that respects her body, respects, you know, everything that God gave her, and, you know, she'll work on that, you know, to make it the best as possible, you know, to work with what God gave her, you know, and to make it, you know, something worthwhile.
Yeah, that's
coming from a guy who goes to a strip club and wants to make sure these girls are
sexy. No, I think about it, it's that, you know, I want a girl that cares about her physical fitness. It's not so much that I just like fat girls, because,
yeah,
I mean, didn't we talk about this before? Like, it's sort of,
I think so. But, like, I have to, Luke, I agree with you there, man. I'm like, there's a lot you can tell, you know, but some people, obviously, you know, they can't control, like, what they look like. But, I mean, like,
you know, sometimes it's just,
yeah, I know, right, I'm gonna say,
I know that's true, but, I mean,
like, for me, in my case, I've lost, like, 30 pounds, dude, since, like, summer.
Rock on, that's
and,
cool.
And, like, I
which is a B for you, like, single ladies who's a pimp?
He's honest. But, like, yeah, and, like, it's not, it wasn't that I, you know, didn't care before, but it was just like, yeah, you know, whatever. And, like, I was lazy about it. And, like, yeah. I was lazy.
No, like, that's my reasoning behind it, you know. I mean, it's okay to have standards, but you got to be able to have a reason behind your standards. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what makes you shallow, and that's what
yeah,
makes
you... Yeah, but you can be like, oh, she's fat. That's a reason. You mean...
I guess. If you say so, I guess. I can hear you.
Or like, oh, man, she has, like, you know, too blonde of hair or something.
Okay, I have too blonde of hair, and I'm a pimp like that right now, so don't knock it, Rick. So you try it.
Yeah, you try it.
Him white hair.
I'm at there, Adam.
Nope. Flat.
Adam always
turns
away when I'm talking race. Adam.
We're gonna be a race-free for me.
Well, there's nothing. I'm not being racist. As you know, I bring up a race that just pull us in my skin. All of a sudden, he's
on me.
Okay.
All right. Let's continue. Let's see.
I was unfold.
Yeah. Actually, I was once told by a girl, like, she's like, you'd be hot if you were getting out of a really nice car.
See, that's not right.
Fucking homo, seriously.
I think there's a maturity level that goes
yeah.
up. Like, alright, in high school, obviously,
it was an 18-year-old
that said it, though. Well, yeah, she's about half retarded right there, but
you should have told her right back,
oh, you look hot if you were fucking topless right now.
Fucking money right there, that's what I'm talking about, Adam. Step it up. Okay.
Take your turn. So,
like what you would say, you'd be hot if you were riding my shit right about now.
That's a tourner, shit. Yeah. Tourner's trying to dull it down to the shit.
I'm not afraid to step it up to the shit.
What did we come to? Anyhow,
so, I think I'm gonna stick with girls who think it's hot. Regardless of what car I'm getting.
Yeah,
that's true. You know, it's not only about, you know, like, what kind of car you've got, but, you know, there's the guy in our house where we're living right now, but he's all about his computer, and he thinks, you know, as long as he's got the newest, best technology on the market in his computer right now, that he's the shit, and that ladies will love him.
Hey, you might find some girls who like that.
We're
going to have stuff to keep on the show tonight, you know, so.
Girls and D are hot.
Alright, I don't think we don't need our show notes anymore.
Alright.
How much time do we have left?
Oh, we got a long time. We got 4 minutes.
Okay, well, we're gonna play this Sean Kennedy rant. I don't think you guys have heard it yet, so.
Alright, I'll get it.
Okay, so everybody turn off your mics.
Okay, get her down, Red.
Time for the Sean Kennedy suicide rant. Which we're gonna spot a bit in well.
Ooh. Sean Kennedy is the man. Alright, turn your mic off then.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K, time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. On Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, there was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? He went to to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, a 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first, and it says, oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. So he goes, well, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is your complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all of you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. The word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this is wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. Watch some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fucking off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You'll never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things were going really bad for me in high school. Things were really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No, wait, I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Paris because I shot through, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you could fucking do. But no, no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested. Okay? When it does, they will say, oh, he's corrupting the youth. Look at what he said. He said that he should kill himself. They should kill other people. What? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting you. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la. Fucking la. My world consists of Gap Teen commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists of a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face, alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. So, what's the solution? What's the solution here? Now, negativity. People have to start communicating with fucking people. People have to begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay? So, that's all I have to say about that. I'm a lot happier now.
And if you'd like...
Fuck.
Yes.
Well,
we're back.
Yes, we're back. That was awesome.
Back, back, back.
Good stuff.
Sean Kennedy is the man. I'm just going to have to say that right now.
I'm sure most people listening to Rant Radio have heard that rant before.
Probably.
But hopefully we just exposed that. Showed a bunch of new people that rant.
Yes. And for those of you who want to see more Sean Kennedy rants, www.rantradio.com has them.
Actually, darkatlas.org? No, I think it's about that minute. Go to Google and type in Dark Atlas.
I'll Google it while you continue.
Stop.
Corn, what do you want to talk about?
Well,
what time do we have left?
Yeah,
we got like 40 minutes left.
30
minutes left. We got half hour.
I was just well, I don't know. It was kind of cool. I can touch on the end of Adam's rant, which was still a bit of the sour guys and girls. And kind of how that's basically our society. Am I right, Adam? And that's why you're upset by it, right?
Yeah, it's not so much people, I think, that need to get drawn into it.
Very true. And but I think a lot of it is, lately...
I've probably been part of that game, too.
Well, yeah, everybody has it sometimes, but it's what you do when you're in those situations that peer pressure, I guess, it's one of the pressures you don't think about. You just kind of conform to it because that's the way you were raised, you know?
We got a text message. Oh, we do have a caller. No, it's a text message. Never mind. Or not.
Live text message on the air.
Yes, it's a voicemail. From who? I don't know. So we're not going to.
So the mic is playing.
It's probably my mom's calling. She's like, break it. Stop that. I'm playing or whatever.
Shout out a little thing about Florence Town. If you're in high school, you're not going to see 90% of the people, after high school ever again, aside from, your reunion.
Yeah.
So don't worry about what they say. If you're in college, same thing. You're gonna find somebody sometime, so don't worry about it. Just make sure it's someone with, someone you connect with on some level, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is.
Right. Don't let bad high school experiences ruin your life, because after high school, you lose track of touch with people so fast.
Seriously,
I remember the true friends that you keep, so.
Yeah, I remember the day that I left high school. I was leaving that last day of finals my senior year. I looked back and I said, you know what? None of that shit mattered,
Yeah.
All those people that were a bunch of fucking tools, it don't matter now, You're on with your life, and now you see those people stroking it, like, what the hell you been doing with your life? So it's kind of funny to look back.
Yeah, ever since the last day of school, I think I probably have seen 1% of my class.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I've probably seen half
my class is about 200 people, and I've maybe seen 4 or 5 people from the whole thing, so not even really.
My class is about 400, so, I came out of that. I got, maybe 4 friends that I still hang out with. And, they're my best friends at the time, since then, I've got friends that are in jail, friends that are on crack, friends that commit suicide. Life changes, things change, people change, high school's not everything. College certainly won't be the same people, If you know college is going to be, the same case, you're going to keep those good friends, the ones that are true to you, the ones that really need something, the ones that will be the hard times to do. But, look at those people, and you're gonna find somebody, don't be shallow about it, it doesn't matter what kind of car they have. What happens if their daddy goes bankrupt and you can't afford to pay that, girl on the left for, that nice big house they got,
Well,
it changes.
Onto that too, I know high school things, you gotta move on too, because it's high school, and the idea of graduating high school is to move on to new things. So, trying to live in the past isn't a very good idea. That's why, most high school relationships don't work.
Thanks, Richard. Purposely flopping me there.
I'm not watching you, man. You know what I mean.
Well, on the thing about the
friends in high school, I just remind me of the Sean Kennedy thing where he said, real friends will help you move, but, friends will help you move, but real friends will help you move a body.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if he came up with that, but...
No, sorry, that's a personal story that me and Richard shared from all that.
Yeah, we're not getting into that.
We're not getting into that. It wasn't me, it was Ephraim.
So, yeah. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. Like I was saying before, though, high school relationships are hardly ever last. I think there's only one couple I know right now from high school that's still dating. And they just, can't separate each other. And it's not that they don't want to, but it's just... They just can't for some reason, physically or mentally or whatever. And it's kind of sad, but, if they're happy, I guess they can't, Most people will never find a happiness. So.
I guess to kind of, jump onto that, too.
ladies and guys, you know, you might have some bad relationships, but there is nothing that's worth getting bent out of shape your whole life for. If you see, you know, one of your exes on the corner or something, it's okay to say hi, you know? You don't have to stop and have a whole conversation with them, but you know at least be pleasant. You know, I mean, it's nothing that's worth, you know, just being an asshole your entire life because, you know, someone did you wrong once. You know, people change, and, you know, you might see somebody 5 years down the road that you dated before, and, you know, they might have been, you know, a bitch and shallow and all that shit before, but, you know, maybe they changed, you know, maybe they, you know, got their shit together. So just look at that and just be like, well, everybody deserves, you know, at least taking somebody to, you know, at least, you know, give them a chance.
I think Luke is kind of sad on that one because kind of relates to my scenario, which my whole life has been
pretty much sad.
You were with, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though. When we were roommates, just one girl, my life. And, you know, then I finally did see her, it was 5 years older.
Yeah.
And things were definitely weird, you know.
Oh, that girl.
Yeah, that girl.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, it is, I know Luke said you're not supposed to get out of shape, but you know, sometimes you can't help it.
Relationships affect your whole life, even if you don't want it to, you know. I'm not saying that my life took a negative spiral in any way, shape, or form, but it definitely affected a lot of decisions, and it was always on my mind, so sometimes you can't help it, Luke.
You definitely can't help who you like, either, because, like, I mean, feelings or emotions or whatever just come, like, sometimes, and you're just like, get it. Like, it's happened to me. It happens to me all the time, dude. Like, I refrain from touching it. It happens to me all the time. Like, you know, close friends that I've had before, and I'm just like, wow, you know, maybe something else happened. Or, like, I'll start feeling, like, different emotions and feelings from, not horny, no, as horny said. But, it's just like, you know, things change, and
I just want to, you know, let you know, like, Warren, that wasn't anything against you. That was about me personally, you know, too. You know, I've got some bridges I burned, and, you know what I'm saying?
Literally?
Sure, people are right.
Literal bridges, you mean?
Not literally, you know, not like bridges and magic cannon. You know, all those books should be burned anyway.
Oh, man.
The
impromptu show. We are so, dude, we're so freaking owned right now. Cause, like, we had Thanksgiving, but, like, we come back and, like, we have a week, and then we have a week. Basically, we have 3 weeks of school left. A week to make up, like, all the work or whatever crap that we need to do. So then we have a week that we just need to study, and then we have finals, and, like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so for those of you who have been out of college for a while,
this may be the last episode for a while.
I'm doing an episode next week, okay. Even if I have to.
Some of my episodes will be, because I'm not going to be available next week.
There'll be an episode next week.
I'll be back, probably back, if you want it.
You have to take over the show for
and
just pick the topic for us, though.
Only miss it now. And, like, we had a long day too, and yeah, I'm just like, feel like I got the crap kicked out of me. Like, that's seriously, it feels like I got the physical crap kicked out of me. It sucks.
People got that. Lauren,
how's that feel? You know, literally getting the crap kicked out of you. Well, if it's you, it's putting a beat down again. Luke recently was just into boxing. I think it's basically so he could just beat the shit out of somebody and it would go along. And a couple weeks ago, he basically just been going out the bag for some exercise. He's like, hey, why don't we spar? And I'm like, okay. Luke weighs, you know, like 215. I'm at like 160. Okay, let's spar. So he ended up just pounding my ass. So, yeah, thanks, Luke.
Duh. That's all I'm going to say, dude.
That was kind of a personal stab, you know, it was just for fun. You know, you gotta do that with your friends sometime, you know, just kind of joke around stuff with them. And beat the little shit out of them. Okay. alright.
That happened.
That too far. I'm sorry, bro.
No, dude. I was gonna I want to talk about how's the teacher. Did we cover that last?
About what?
We started it,
and then the girls were like, no.
Because we were going to continue that.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that, but there was somebody who didn't want to because they were...
Yeah,
it affected them or something like that?
Yeah, one of the girls that was here knew a girl that was dating a professor, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we
talking about? It.
Catch us up on this.
I think the girls that were here last time.
I had some hot teacher's assistants, like...
Oh, hi.
Mr. Tell me all about them.
My friend Torin here.
Oh, God.
He has... this fixation, or not obsession, because it's okay.
It is, yeah.
He's obsessed with Asian girls.
That's the preference.
that's the preference thing.
Preference, alright. He prefers Asian girls over anything. Anything, yeah. And, like, I had this really hot Asian girl. I don't know who she, like, I talked to her once, but it's a class of 400, man. I'm not going to walk up there and be like, hey, you're hot. My friend likes Asian girls.
Yeah, how's that? even when I'm sending Richard checks in the mail, we make this happen, you know what I'm saying?
I'll try it, man.
Hey, man.
It's very attractive, man.
So, I mean, if you were attracted to her, obviously it's a win-win situation, right?
Obviously, there's no attractive professors at our old college.
That'll be a fucking negative right there.
Okay, except for one.
I don't know her, though. But,
what's your name? Was just dropping me here.
I was thinking, like, Rich was attracted to this PA, and he knew I would be, because that's an instant attraction. And then I figured me and Richard could do possibly a friendly bonding thing and run a train. I don't know.
He said it. I was sitting here, like, waiting. I'm like, no.
I was waiting for it.
So is that a negative, Rich?
Yeah.
What if I really got you hammered, Rich?
No, I'm going to deny that for myself.
Well, I'm going to buy you some over if you're wrong.
Right. Dude, bro. I have, like, the woman that I've been talking to.
Yeah, I know, but just, you went to her about it.
No, dude, no.
Oh, she's not listening.
She's not listening, but...
Okay, well, you know,
with a hot girl like that, dude, no.
Oh, you talking to Elle?
Yeah.
Oh, my freaking yeah. Goodness.
Oh, I know what I'm going to talk about, dude. Alright, I'm going to talk about dating sites. I'm going to talk about dating sites, because I've been doing research the past month or so on different dating online sites that, you know, what's good, what's bad, what features on them, and stuff like that. And, like, I had a write-up on it, and I was going to do, like, a long, elaborate thing, but I really don't care anymore.
And by research, Richard meant calling girls to try to take them out.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and that works for one girl.
It works for a couple girls.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of dating sites out there, man, and, like, you never know which ones are good. I mean, some you have to pay for, some you don't gotta pay for. Some you have, like, some restricted access. And, like, alright, I'm gonna go through some of them and, like, face the jury. Like, I know you've had a profile face the jury
before.
Yeah, how
we go?
Alright.
Yeah, Puerto Rican dating.
Facebook, what did you like about it? You had the membership. You, like, bought the membership.
Well, I did it for, like, a month or two.
How much did it cost? Like, $9?
I don't remember. I think it was less than that at the time.
I'll look it up right now while I'm in class.
I think it was less than that. But it was cool because you search, like, your area. And, I don't know.
I have a profile on Facebook.
There's a lot of good-looking girls on there. Surprisingly. There's a lot that aren't, but...
Yeah, I was, like... Obviously, we're...
Standards coming. A preference coming.
Speaking about preference,
I opened up a whole new can of worms with that.
Yeah.
These, dating websites and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this is gonna make me sound kind of like a jerk, but, you know, we used to kind of think it was, funny, me and some of my friends, but... Go on there and fill out, you know, everything, and then get, picture of the guy, you know, that looks really good, you know, with the car and everything, and then make it like one of those really shallow ones, just see how many gold diggers, you know, I just, you know, signed on just to try and get this guy, and, then we just messed with him for a while. It could be pretty fun for a while.
I'm still working with you. Teacher, member, anyhow, a face injury, that's like a site, basically you can go to it, you can have your profile on there, and you can write, like, a little info about yourself, and usually, I mean, you can see everybody's profiles without being a member. But
what I would say is, it's kind of like Hot or Not with more, with information.
More information. Like, you have the contact information with these people.
Can you have, like, a rating system on there?
Yeah, there's a rating system.
Like, for example, what's that going on with you?
Latin
rate introduction.
Oh! So... yeah.
Body if I have ever seen it.
Yeah. All right. So we're looking at we're on page 3 and we're looking at the profile Barbie_Jamie, and she is very, 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 very attractive.
She knows how to place the camera. That's the chance. So.
And it's a good camera. Right? It's a good camera. You
know? Very.
But I'm saying like even like that size, she's very hot. Like just the face.
She's deep for a white girl, anyway. But
anyhow. Face of Jury, it has some good, like, stuff with it, I guess. I really didn't like it as much because, for some reason, it seemed like there was a lot of weird people in it. I don't know, man. There was, just browsing through different profiles, there was a lot of weird people. And it seems to be, like, more sexually oriented, like, Face of Jury doesn't care as much, you know? They have a lot more provocative pictures on there. So that, I mean, if you're after provocative pictures and, you know, slutty girl, Face of Jury, I think, is a good place to go for this. Let's see. Another one that I went to was OkCupid.com. And OkCupid.com, you can register your... Cool. Okay. You can register your name online at OkCupid. I'm going to site.
Did you also preview another? Do you know how many list of sites you actually hit up with?
I hit up like about 7 or 8 actually.
What's that list that you have?
I don't have them right now. I'll get it up online.
I was going to say, I actually kind of dealt with one of them myself. To a friend of mine, we'll just call him Chris. he definitely worked on the site quite a bit for him. He had a month membership, like Chris and I. And the problem he had was the way the messages weren't to actually contact people, like whether it be, you know, a girl or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't very nice setup, like, or the girls on there just never got back to him hardly.
Well, so Face of Jury, actually, like, you put their AIM or your Yahoo.
Oh,
your MSN, but
yeah.
That is on.
So they were really restricted on this site that they wouldn't give you even their email. You had to do it through the site.
No, this one gives you their email, or I don't know if it's email. I think it's email through the site.
You email through the site, but like if you're a member, you can see their email.
Yeah, you can see their email, or their Yahoo, or their
MSN. Yeah, you can actually talk to them if you're a member. Though.
That's cool.
I was just messaging some girls that I saw there.
Yeah.
I'm Adam.
Yeah, you can use it to send you more pictures and things.
Yeah.
They was going to do the picture swapping.
Another.
If you're talking about this stuff, you want to get them to send a picture or like where.
Right.
You can say, like, one of the rules of etiquette is that you want to get a picture where they like either have your name around a card and they're holding it, or like you get on a webcam with them. That way you know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to be asked how about some guy.
Or you'll get mind fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll hear about that later.
Anyhow. Next site I went to is OkCupid, and that was alright, because you could put up multiple pictures on that one, and with OkCupid, you can go and take, random tests, it'll ask you questions, and they'll rate you, basically, so, according to the way you answer questions, they have, 3,000 questions, and, the more questions you answer, the better compatible, they'll find somebody for you, so,
you're cool.
I mean, you can go through and, answer questions, and, questions are, if you were to have a dog, what color would your dog be black with, or whatever? And then it's your other person, if you were to have somebody to anyhow. OkCupid, I like that one the best, because it's free, completely free, there's nothing to pay about it, and there's a lot of people on OkCupid, and probably not as many as Face of Jury, but you have access to all the profiles and have access to you can put your AIM name in there, people don't really care. And, another good part about it is that, if you have friends on there, you can, link your friends, and then it'll link everybody together. And with that, there's another one that I was on called MySpace. And MySpace, basically, I don't know if it's dating, more or less, but it's you're just trying to get all your friends together. You just create a profile and then you link up all your friends on the profile. And
your friends.
Thank their friends. And like everybody to thank each other. It's kind of dumb. I didn't like it that much. But I did get links to Nicole Richie. So.
No way.
Yeah. My cousin knows Nicole Richie.
Sure.
No, I'm not going to get Nicole Richie. I talked to her online for like 5 minutes.
Sure.
No. Sorry. I said hi. I thanked her for adding me to her buddy list. And then she was like, no problem. And then she left. My cousin knows her. And he lives out there. That's a different story. Anyway.
So,
yeah.
Get her on the show.
That would definitely get you.
That's another reason. No offense, but
are
there's two other girls that there's no way I'd ever be able to cater.
Yeah. Oh, good money shot there.
So, yeah.
We can get
them
to be in a video.
Yeah, we can get them to be in a video. Oh, yeah, that's
kind of nice. We are playing in
front of Jordan, you want to talk about your project?
You don't care.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Okay,
there's kind of a...
Just mind you that people we know are listening to this.
Yeah,
okay.
It's obviously going to be, you know, national reviews in the next year. Myself involved with others who have a dream, I'll put it that way.
I have a dream.
Happened to put a small independent film crew together, and we're looking for, I would say, talent right now.
For documentary.
Yeah, for film purposes, I guess. We're looking for females right now. Preferably, you know, if you're a stripper, that's probably a better deal than nothing else. Just because you know the line of work. Really, this is just for your personal exposure. There'll be money involved. But, I mean, you look at Jenna Jameson, you know, started out as a stripper. She started doing some film work. Now, look at it, she's got a bankroll, you know. That's what we're just trying to get for these girls. A lot of exposure right now. You know, I like to
consider myself, you know, a source of income.
Yeah, I mean, I do them a favor, they do us a favor, you know. And we're not really sure. We're kind of looking for some names on this company. We're thinking Balls Deep Entertainment. We're not sure. I don't know. Rich is going to hopefully supply some input. We'll have a website up eventually and have some contact information later.
Do you want to drop the website that you have?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Probably don't want to do that. No, there's a...
Well, it's not like a bad website.
I had that idea for a website.
Yeah, and that's what we're going for.
But I don't want to... I think I want to risk it.
Are you? Okay, yeah, don't give
oh,
it
away. Oh, I was talking about the one that's registered already.
Oh, well.
The live
show. It's not working anyway, so.
Yeah, I know.
But I own citroff.org.
Yeah, that's such a pimp site.
So I was working on a Linux, live Linux distro. Well, I hadn't really started it. I had planned to.
It's such a pimp.
I was going to call it Clitteroff.
Clitteroff.org.
Yeah, that's what it was. Clitteroff.
But Clitteroff. Did you say it fast?
Clitteroff. Clitteroff. What are you running on your system? I'm running Clitteroff. And the logo's a little flower with a...
what?
A ball. You can go to it on this system right here.
Go
ahead.
So
anyways, just to kind of recap.
It's
not available on the net right now. It's kind of down, but...
That's dirty.
Intranet. You should be able to load it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That's so funny.
So, just to kind of wrap up what I was saying, we are, you know,
we're still just looking to see what we can do with this film company, and we're both, you know, the two main people that put this idea together actually today over dinner.
We're kind of excited
for something to happen, so we'll see.
It's gonna happen.
We'll keep you updated on that.
That'll be awesome, man. If it happens, then.
Stay over dinner.
We're looking for actors also, Rich, would be interested.
We don't have to show your face.
Male talent.
We'll talk. Okay, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Adam, you're also invited.
Yeah. Let's see. So what in the hell are we talking about before then?
We were talking about...
Oh, dating sites?
Dating sites, yeah.
But, yeah.
How do we have
them? Dude. I met some hot girls on OkCupid, which Torrent saw pictures of one of them.
Make money, but them girls look fine.
Yeah, she was kind of hot. On OkCupid.
Oh my God.
She contacted
me.
I
gotta be honest. I don't know what race this girl is, but it works. You know what I'm saying? I saw some pictures of Richard sent me, and I was just like...
No preference, no.
No, you can't. That is a pick and preference, you know what I'm saying? Herself, that's a whole different...
Oh.
But this girl, he put a little collage together, and...
No, she did that.
She did that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's basically a money shot, just waiting to happen, so... And I thought I'd throw that out.
He just wants to recruit her for his business.
No, she's too good for that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want girls that are too good for it. I need some dirty girls, so...
Oh, there it is. Oh my goodness. I like, especially like the stout one.
Yeah,
the bottom left.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the top right. It looks so gorgeous.
Or the bottom, the bottom right.
She's got so much potential to be in your business, dude.
She's better.
Well, alright. Well, I don't know her personality, but I'm saying I'm going to need pictures right now. I think
you're on a crack diet, so be ready.
Oh, no, dude. Look at that.
Look at those
guys. Tell me that is not video ready, dude. That is.
I apologize for my comment. I love how this is going to be really cool.
Oh, it's true though. Like, we had that, what was that song we had about how porn stars made that takes a lot of,
oh yeah,
a lot of drunk daddies missing dance recitals before you decide to blow a goat on the internet for 50 zip bucks.
Yeah,
you don't want to end up with, you know, girls that you have to pay your dinners, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Alright, we're done about crack.
Yeah.
So,
what are the words that are banned? So we have crack banned. What?
you said anal just now.
We had that.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
I think it's on one of the first episodes that I had to stop saying because I was just
basically.
No.
Well, basically.
Oh, basically.
It was some. Was it bukkake?
Bukkake.
No, I don't think it's bukkake.
No, I don't think that. Where the hell is Eric at, by the way? Talking about bukkake.
He's just like, this is here, it's like, for a show or something.
Yeah, dude. He's our roommate, right?
Yeah. He's the other roommate.
He magically disappears at night.
Well,
special standards.
Adam's been cleaning up the freaking kitchen so well, and there's no food just sitting out. So he never comes out of his room now to get any leftovers.
And that could be possibly too.
He's a pleasure.
Alright, dude, let's wrap this up, man. Hey, here's another picture she sent me.
We're just looking at
again. Oh my Jesus.
Oh!
What was that? Yeah. Okay.
No, you're done, Torn. You're not taking.
Torn, you can't handle another shot.
Alright, so let's wrap this up. We got 12 minutes left, but we're shout outs and like the ending time.
So I don't have any shout outs.
You don't have any shout outs.
No shout outs. No shout outs.
No, I don't have a shout out.
You shall find out why later, but no shout outs.
That was
but why we're both mind fucked today.
We are still mind fucked today.
I'm still waiting to hear about that too.
We will, don't worry about it.
Alright, good.
Let's see. Shout out. Alright, I'll let you guys shout out and then
I was gonna shout out to Perth, you know what I'm saying? Get it done, son. We just drove up here to this show and me and Luke, and I again shout out to Richard and Adam and Sam for letting us come up here and shoot the shit with them, if you will. And I don't know, I mean, that's it. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to, you know, Central Cal College and especially Spurs, you know, like Torrance saying, you know, and I guess I got a buddy I went to high school with that's up here at Iowa State, you know, last name.
No, don't drop any names.
All right, well, we're not going to drop any names, but, you know, if you're out there, you know who I am and you know who I'm talking about, all right? So, you know, shout out to you, big buddy, and guess I'm gonna pass the mic.
All right, yeah. Shit, no shout outs.
Not even to your girl.
What?
Even to your girlfriend?
You didn't know, man. Well, good shout out to my girlfriend.
There you go.
What's up?
Man, we have to drag that out of you every week.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, when this company is going, we need to have a Geek Club Radio broadcasted live in the studio audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, your company. Yeah. The company that you came up with today.
Alright, I'm gonna. I have shout outs to Skiller, Shizzle. Shout outs to Shizzle. Everybody. Rant Radio and Spin FM again for airing us. And let's see. Heart of Pain. Alright, this girl. Like every week we change pictures on the site. We haven't changed the pictures about a week and a half or 2 weeks. just because he's amazing and we'll take him down. So
we get to put like coming next week on that picture, but we kind of got lazy.
Yeah, we got lazy with that. But I found there's this girl online that I've been talking to, and she's really hot. And, no, it's a different girl, man. It's some like photography girl, man. And Heart of Pain is her name, and you can see her stuff on DeviantArt, and she's gonna let me use her pictures for the show. And awesome pictures, by the way. So I'm gonna check out those. She's very hot. So check out the site for that. And no, yeah, just an observation, man. She's hot.
So we got preferences, standards, shallowness, and observation.
Of course.
And preference.
That happens, man. Observation. You get it. Okay, I mean, obviously, if you see a model, like, walking down the street, you know she's hot. You can't be like, you know, I don't know. You and me, yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You like to take drop food.
Oh!
I just thought
it. Shout out to Adam.
Oh, dude, I know. My brother called me.
He's so single.
Girlfriend, no? Dude, he called me. That was who called me during the show. He wanted to remind me that I was that out. He was so single. You know, it's not very good advertising when my brother's so single. Nah, he's a pimp, man. He's always out with some women. But I don't think. He's a half Polish, half Mexican pimp. And, so, shout out to him. I think that's about it. Oh, the Mind War is coming up next. Everybody listen to the Mind War.
Yeah, stay tuned in because it's a good show.
It's, Decoder, Blood, and Rigel. I don't know who else is playing on the or what they're talking about, but, this guy's awesome. Yeah. I guess we'll just play the ending music here.
Alright,
so, the ending music this week is from an unsigned band from Washington. And they're called Daphne Loves Derby. And I like saw them, I like basically like found their music online like a week ago. And it's pretty good stuff, you know. It's nice and relaxing, calm. I'll get that queued up really quick and then we can head out. Anybody else have anything to say?
Nope.
Okay. Next week I'm gonna say that we have things. I'm gonna do the show next week, I think. Alright, so I guess we'll have a show next week.
I might see you guys next season or something.
Adam's gonna be gone for a while. Yeah. Unless by listener request.
Yeah.
Women send in pictures. Papa's, Adam says, and he might change his mind. So,
No, that was for the contest.
Oh. Yeah, I'm having a contest, but that's gonna happen like when we get back.
Season two,
when we get back.
We'll start in January.
I'm giving away a PDA, full color PDA. Yeah.
No worries.
Nice HP.
They're like, we want in on this.
Everybody's like, shit, I want in on this. So, yeah, but hey, we can talk about that later.
Before we start that, I just want to thank you guys again for having us tonight.
No problem.
You know, you guys are pretty awesome, and thanks for letting us on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, last shout to the universe. We're going to be in the paper on Thursday. So, Dan the Cameraman was here last time taking pictures for it.
Dan the Cameraman.
So, shout out to Dan the Cameraman again. All right, I'm done with shouts. And this is that song.
She's lost, it is her time, with all that chemistry, any day, someday I know, I'll find a way, to keep myself from the thank you.
inside this room. Time will stand still as long as not aware of change. The world outside leaves me behind by myself. There's no mercy for those who hold on. Stay away with the sound of my voice and restless fall. The silence in the air. I want to be myself.